The question today is, what is the Lord's Supper? We find in Matthew chapter 26, verse number 26 through 29, the Bible shows us the institution of this. When the disciples were in the upper room, right after the Last Supper that they had partaken of, Judas Iscariot had already gone out and betray the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And there we find Jesus took the actual elements that they'd been using in the Last Supper, here the Passover meal, and he instituted what we know as the Lord's Supper, which is an ordinance of the church. Now, we know that this before this time, Jesus had girded himself and washed the feet of the apostles. And some people believe that the washing of the feet is an ordinance of the church. There's only two ordinances of the church, that is baptism and also the Lord's Supper. You see, Jesus washed Judas Iscariot's feet, but he left to betray him before he instituted the Lord's Supper. There's the purity of the church there when he instituted the Lord's Supper. So in Matthew 26, verse 26, and the Bible says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And so we see here, as they were eating this at this point in place, he instituted the Lord's Supper. Now, he took the elements that was used there. I'll deal with that in a moment. But and the ones that was used in the Last Supper are the Passover feast. But Judas, as I said, had already left at this time. How do I know that? Well, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 11, but now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard, or an extortioner with such a one, know not to eat. There Paul gave instructions to the New Testament church as the Holy Spirit moved on him to do so and said not to eat with such a sinner such as these. And yet Jesus had ate with sinners, did he not? As far as regular meals were concerned, because the Pharisees accused him of eating with sinners. They blamed him of that. But this is not a regular meal that the Lord's Supper is not a regular meal he's talking about. Here, he's talking about the Lord's Supper, not to eat with such a one. And Jesus, knowing the condition of Judas Iscariot, certainly did not partake of the Lord's Supper with him at that time. Now, it said, take, eat, this is my body and this is my blood. And Jesus made this statement in the book of John chapter 6, verse number 53. He said this, he's talking about the water of life and the bread of life. To a group there that wanted to make him king. Then Jesus said unto them, verse 53, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. That's not talking about partaking of the Lord's Supper. That's because that is not a part of salvation, partaking of the Lord's Supper. But here, and by the way, this means in context, that means wholehearted reception of Jesus as Lord. And those group of men that were there that day, all those except the apostles, they all left him because it said it's too much for us. We're not willing to pay that price. And it wasn't actual body that he's talking about. It means the type of his body. You see, to eat his body would be cannibalism, and we're not to partake of that. And yet, there's a certain group that called the church. They call themselves the church, and they think their priest, when he blesses the wafer and the cup, whatever they use, they think it literally turns into the body and blood of Jesus. Folks, that is unscriptural. That is not what he's talking about here. And that is not the Lord's Supper, because that's not what he means by this. Paul explained to us what the Lord's Supper meant, as he told the New Testament church in the book of Corinth, in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians. He makes this statement in verse number 24 through 26. He gives us the purpose of the Lord's Supper. And he said here, verses 24 through 26, and when he had given thanks, he's quoting Matthew 26, of course, he broke it and said, take, eat, This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. So the purpose is to do it in it is a memorial of Christ's death in remembrance of him. Now, who is to partake of the Lord's Supper? We know we've mentioned those of the purity, but it's the New Testament church. What is a church? We have said a church is a local, visible body of baptized believers who meet together to glorify God and worship him and to transact business between heaven and earth. So therefore, the members of a local congregation, the local church, is to partake of this. Bible said in 1 Corinthians 11, 18 through 20, as Paul again describes their coming together, he said, For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. He's rebuking them for the fact, but he mentions, even in verse 17, 18, and 20, he mentions when ye come together. In other words, the only ones who can come together is a New Testament, local, visible body. And therefore, to observe the Lord's Supper is to be in the local New Testament church. It's not to be all the believers. Now, all the believers will come together one day at the rapture. And as we said in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23, they're called the church of the firstborn. There will be a visible local body at that time. And the Lord Jesus will gird himself and serve us again anew. And he'll drink with us there as we partake of that the Lord's Supper there. But it'll still be a local congregation. And therefore, it's just a local congregation who is to observe the Lord's Supper. Now, I know there's three different areas that we talk about. There's the what we call closed communion, there's close communion, and there's open communion. Which one is correct? It's closed. In other words, the members of the New Hope Baptist Church, when you come together, let it be for this purpose, to observe the Lord's Supper. In other words, it's not to be with other Baptist churches of like faith. In other words, if you're visiting here, then you should not partake of the Lord's Supper in this place. Am I visiting in your church and you observe the Lord's Supper? I will not take it in your church because it's not there. I'm not a member of that church. And therefore, it's close, not close. Close would mean those who have the same doctrine as far as all Baptists coming together. Then there's those who believe it's open. That means anybody who claims to be saved, whether Catholic, Methodist, Church of Christ, or anyone can come together and observe the Lord's Supper. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible said when the church come together, and the only church is the local visible body. And the church is the only one who comes together. You are to be in your local church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And I need to be in my local church on those days. And when we observe the Lord's Supper, then we should partake of it there. And so therefore, the Lord's Supper is to be closed. Not open, not close, but closed. Well, what elements are we to use? Well, the elements Jesus used were the elements of the Last Supper or the Passover Supper. They were unleavened. And therefore, those unleavened was commanded to be used in the Passover feast each year after the Passover lamb was offered in Exodus chapter 12. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 14 and 15, there the Lord commanded Moses and the people of God to observe this Passover throughout all the days of their life, in a sense. And therefore, they took that element that was used in that, which was the unleavened bread and the unleavened fruit of the vine, is what they had in the Passover feast or the Last Supper. And they used those elements that were left over for institution of the Lord's Supper. So it's unleavened bread, which pictures the broken, sinless body of the Lord Jesus. It's unleavened fruit of the vine, which pictures the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how often are we to observe the Lord's Supper? Well, as often as you do it, what does he say in 1 Corinthians 11, 25? He said, as oft as you do it in remembrance of me. Verse number 24, he said, do it in remembrance of me. In other words, every time we observe the Lord's Supper, we ought to be a special occasion in which we observe that in remembrance of him. As that we partake of the unleavened bread, It's a type of the broken body and the sinless body of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we partake of the blood of the Lord Jesus, the unleavened fruit of the vine, it's a type of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're to observe it that way as oft as we do it in remembrance of Him. You know, if we do it once a week, it would become habit and meaningless. May the Lord help us to do it as oft as we do it in remembrance of Him. We observe it at New Hope Baptist Church one time a year. That's when the Passover feast came, one time a year. We observe it as close to the 14th day of the month, which that's when the Passover lamb was offered. And therefore, we observe it as close to that on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. It's after the meal, after the regular supper time, and we observe it there. We're not saying that's the way you should, but that's the way we do it. And the church is a local church. They have the keys. They have the authority to do it whatever they direct. But remember, when we do it, we are to do it as oft as we do it in remembrance of Him. Therefore, it's not to be commonplace. Now, God said, when you come together, you need to examine yourself and judge yourself so as not to eat or drink unworthily. Somebody said, I'm not worthy to partake of that. He didn't say unworthy. None of us are worthy in ourselves, but in Christ, we're made worthy. But He said, don't do it unworthily. 1 Corinthians 11:28. He said, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. In other words, He's talking about self-examination and judging yourself. The Bible said in 1 John 1:9, He said, if we'll confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And then 1 Corinthians 11:31, He said, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Therefore, before you partake of the Lord's Supper, you need to make sure all sin is confessed. You need to make sure you're saved and make sure all sin is confessed and bring to that point. In other words, that you come that you won't eat and drink unworthily. Unworthily. So, for to eat and drink unworthily brings weakness and sickness and death, as He said in 1 Corinthians 11:30. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. So therefore, we see the Lord's Supper is an ordinance given to the church. It's not a requirement for salvation, but it's given as oft as we do in remembrance of Him. And therefore, the elements portray the broken body of our Lord, the sinless Son of God, and the unleavened fruit of the vine portray and picture the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. And the purpose is the memorial of Christ's death. And the local New Testament church is to observe the Lord's Supper when they come together for that purpose. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name.